It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now with your home improvement question. Call us with your do-it-yourself dilemma. We can't come to your house and do the project for you, but we will help you. We'll talk you through it. We'll coach you through the project to make sure it gets done right the first time. Whether you're going to do it yourself or direct it yourself by hiring somebody to help you, we'll help make sure that the job gets done right. Got a great show planned for you. First up, the countdown is on. In just a few days, broadcast television is totally going digital. And if you don't have a converter box or a newer television, that means no more TV for you. I'm also happy to announce that radio will remain the same. You'll still be able to get this program. But
you don't need to buy anything different. It's still going to work.
If buying a new TV is just not in your budget, no problem. We've got some great info on a trend that is growing these days, refurbished electronics. We're going to tell you how to get a new TV on the cheap in just a bit.
And while we're on the subject of saving you money, how about saving some water as well? Because replacing an out-of-date toilet can do that and save up to $2,000 for you and your home. We're going to tell you how in just a little bit.
And speaking of plumbing, have you ever run a load of laundry and had to start all over again because the stains didn't budge? It is a waste of time. It's a waste of water. It's a waste of your energy dollars. We've got a free and easy solution to help get those stains out the first time you try.
And speaking of ways to save you money, we are giving away a great prize this hour from our friends over at Trane.
It's a programmable thermostat that will help keep those heating bills in check, worth $250. Going to go to one caller that reaches us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with their home improvement question. 888-666-3974. Let's get right to those phones. Leslie, who's first?
Joanne in California has a question about a water heater. What can we do for you, Joanne?
I'd like to know if you're supposed to drain your water heaters.
Not necessarily, unless you have particularly hard water. Sometimes if you get mineral deposits that build up in the bottom of the water heater, they can actually act as an insulator, and it will cost you a little bit more in your energy dollars to actually heat the water, Joanne. But unless you sense that that's the kind of water that you have in the house.
We do. We have hard water.
Oh, you do. Okay. Well, in that case, you know, draining a bit of water out once in a while is not a bad idea, but you also might want to think about installing a water softener. We have actually a sponsor that makes one called Easy Water that works very well because you don't need to be a plumber to install it. It basically will take the charge out of the hard water so that it doesn't stick to each other anymore, doesn't clog up your systems. So you might want to take a look at easywater.com.
Tom in North Carolina needs some help updating a bathroom and getting rid of some, I guess, pretty hideous pink tiles. Tell us about it, Tom.
Yes, I recently purchased an old home, and most of it was updated, but it still has the pink tile in the main bathroom. And
you just can't stand that pink, huh, Tom?
No, I'm afraid not. Is there anything I can do to update it short of ripping the walls out and starting over?
Would you recommend, Tom, putting tile over the existing tile, or do you think that's just not a good...
No, you could. You can tile on top of the old tile if you don't want to do the tear out, but it's a big job. But listen... And I know that we're probably not going to be able to convince you of this, Tom, but sometimes, when was this tile installed? Is it a really old house?
Yes.
The tile's probably well installed. It may even be a mud walls. Is it a fairly thick tile coating?
Yes, it is.
You know, I got to tell you, and you're going to hate to hear this, but I would really think about some inventive ways to decorate around that color. You know, you could just change the, you could do something on the floor. You could put laminate flooring down on top of whatever tile floor is there.
You can go with like a wood look laminate or even a bamboo look laminate just to warm up the space and sort of contrast to that pink and make it actually work.
And if you don't care what it looks like, give some thought to how you can decorate in the meanwhile. What you might want to do is, you know, pick up some different colors of paint. Go ahead and experiment with some paint colors. You know, if you don't care the way it looks like while this process is going on, pick up some laminate flooring boards, lay those down to the base. You know, use your imagination. I really think that there's a way to make this work.
Mm-hmm. And if your bathroom is well ventilated, you can go with a vinyl wallpaper, like a wall covering, and you can pick out something in like the beige, brown, gold tone, something neutral, something even in like a woven look that could work really nicely with the pink, because pink really warms up and looks super friendly and attractive when you go with the browns and the golds.
Okay, we'll try some wallpaper and laminate flooring.
That's right, and it'll match your bell-bottom jeans, too. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Hey, pick up the phone. Let us know what you are working on. We'd love to give you a hand with that project, maybe help you make your to-do list and get all your supplies listed correctly so when you head to the store, you're getting the things you need and not just those sparkly, shiny things, which we know can be distracting, especially when in the form of power tools. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're here for you.
888-666-3974. Hey, have you been thinking about buying a brand new TV because everything's going digital now and your system's just not going to work anymore?
Speaking of sparkly, shiny things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can still treat yourself without breaking the bank. Up next, how to get a great deal on a refurbished television.
You're in a money pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to be part of the Money Pit, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Not only are you going to get the answer to your home improvement situation, whatever it might be, we're going to help you through it, but you also have a chance to win a great prize. And this hour, we are giving away a truly valuable one. We've got up for grabs the Train XL800 Programmable Thermostat. Now, the thermostat is worth $250, and with many programmable thermostats that are out on the market, they're so difficult to program that people like you and myself, we just walk over to them and put them on hold, which totally defeats the purpose of a programmable thermostat. So what's great about this Train one is that it's super easy to use and it puts your family's comfort at your control. So we want you to win this great prize. It's super valuable, especially when you want to save some energy dollars. The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question, and we'll toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat, and perhaps you'll win the Train XL800 programmable thermostat worth $250, which is going to save you money on your heating and cooling bills all year long. Well, speaking of saving money, bargain hunters take note. We've got some inside information on they are not necessarily used. More likely, they are simply previously owned, usually a return that's been sent back to the factory for testing and repackaging.
Now, you can get a refurbished electronic item for up to 25% off and still get the full factory warranty to come with it. You know, websites like TigerDirect.com are reporting big chunks of their sales are actually from refurbished gadgets. So you want to check out your favorite retailer, too, especially those electronic superstores that are all over the place. You know, they've got a ton of inventory that they want to get out there. So ask them about those refurbished items and see if you can save a buck while getting a quality item.
Want to save a buck on a home improvement project? Call us right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. We'll help you out. Leslie, who's next?
Virginia in Texas is looking to get cozy by an electric fireplace. How can we help?
Well, I just wondered if I needed special wiring, or do they have to tear out a wall, or do they just sit in here?
Well, generally, the electric fireplaces are essentially an appliance that just get plugged into your existing outlet structure. I will say, though, that some of the larger electric fireplaces have bigger burners on them. Some of them, you know, can deliver sort of like a space heater, you know, maybe 5,000 BTUs or something in that nature. And in those cases, just like any large appliance, be it a space heater or, you know, a big vacuum cleaner, you may in fact plug it into an outlet that's pulling from other areas of the house and end up tripping circuit breakers or blowing fuses. But short of that, you should just be able to plug it in.
Oh, that sounds real good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in Hawaii needs some help with a roofing project. What's the matter, Mark? You don't want to look up at the beautiful sunshine?
Oh, I just don't want that liquid sunshine to come through my roof.
Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, I bought the house maybe 10 years ago, and I don't know when the last time the composite shingles were replaced. They look like they're about maybe 3 layers thick already, and I'm wondering, is there any telltale signs of when you should change the shingles and how many times can you overlay them before you have to strip them all the way down to bare wood?
Sure. Now, as a roofing shingle starts to wear, it dries up and the asphalt that's in the shingle evaporates, the oils evaporate. What happens then, Mark, is the shingles start to curl and crack, or they may just crack depending on how old the shingle is. The newer ones tend to just sort of fracture. So an easy way to do this is with a pair of binoculars. If you look carefully at the roof surface and you see some curling and deterioration, or if you want to put a ladder up against the roof edge, that sometimes helps because you can look straight down on it. When you see that sort of alligatoring and that cracking and that curling in the shingle, then it's time to start thinking about replacing the roof. Now, in terms of the layers, if you in fact do have 3 layers, I would not put a fourth one on. I would strip it all the way down to the original roof and just have a single layer. If you happen to have just 1 layer, you could put a second layer on, but keep in mind that when you have multiple layers of roof, the newest layer doesn't tend to last as long as if it was just a single layer. And the reason for that, Mark, is because the first layer holds a lot of heat, and that will accelerate the deterioration of the new layer. So that's what you want to do. Look for curling, look for cracking, and if you got to replace it and you got 3 roofs, pull it off and start from scratch.
All right, well, if you've got a question about a tankless water heater, you might be like our friend Gene in Texas who's dealing with an issue. What can we help you with?
Hey, I just bought a house, and there's a Bosch tankless water heater. It's installed about 2 years ago. And if you get in the shower and turn the water on all the way on hot, it'll, time you're in the shower, it'll go from hot to cold, hot to cold. Sometimes stays on there for a minute, sometimes it doesn't. I'm just curious, what could be the problem with that?
Very unusual situation. I will tell you that the most common defect with tankless water heaters is improper installation. If the gas line is undersized, that the burners can't get enough gas to actually do what they're supposed to do, that condition can happen. I would suggest that you reach back out to the manufacturer, that you carefully examine the installation, especially the size of the gas line, because while a standard tank water heater typically uses a 3/4-inch gas line, a tankless water heater usually uses a bigger one than that, and sometimes the plumbers don't install the right line. As a result, don't get enough gas to the burners, can't do its job. See, tankless water heaters use less gas, but they require a bigger volume of it for a shorter period of time, Gene.
Okay. Well, that's something to check on then.
All right, give it a shot. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're going to help Jackie tackle a mysterious odor in the bathroom, and I promise you it's not coming from where you think. Jackie, welcome.
Hi. Hey, this is really a mystery, and I'm glad you're answering our call because my daughter, who's not on the line with me, but she has had the same problem at her house. Mm-hmm. It started at my house originally where I had this strange odor coming from the sink. I finally identified it was from the sink, and it smelled kind of moldy. And I put a HEPA filter in the room, big, you know, clean room type HEPA filter. My husband is into surplus. And that didn't help. I put a little Clorox down the drain, and I think it must have helped because I haven't noticed it since. But then she had the same thing in her bathroom. Hers is a little more complicated.
Actually, it's called biofilm. And what happens is you get a growth on the inside of the pipes that has an odor associated with it.
Yep.
And what you need to do is use a mildicide, and you need to actually sort of remove the drain or pull out the stopper. And maybe with something that's like a bottle brush, you got to sort of scrub the inside of the trap because the biofilm pretty much grows on the inside of the pipes, and this will happen with showers and sinks, and it does make it stink really bad.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, well, that'll straighten it up.
Oh, great.
All right, Jackie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Patrick in California has a heating question. What can we help you with?
The question that I have is, I live in Huntington Beach, California, and down by the beach, and I'm getting ready to put in a new bathroom and pull all the flooring out, and I want to put in a heating system that's sub-tile.
Okay.
And once all the tile's out, I just have a wood surface. And my understanding is that the actual heating pad is somehow tacked onto the floor, and then it's floated with like a thin set to keep it in place.
Are you going to use the electric radiant heat panels?
Yes, sir. The electric radiant.
Or do you want to use the hot water system?
No, it's just number one, we don't have basements in Southern California, as you know,
right.
And I just wouldn't have a space for it. And it's just this one small area. It's going to end up being about 4 foot by 6 foot total, so 24 square feet.
All right. Well, then you can apply the radiant floor panels right to the subfloor, and then you could put a mortar bed on top of that. That's the best way to do that.
Okay. One last question. When I ordered it, they suggested I get a secondary alarm to tell if there's any breaks or any cuts or any kind of defects in the system. Would you recommend installing that, or is that just a waste of time?
That sounds to me like a continuity tester, and you would test it.
Correct.
You would test that before you put the mortar down. So after the mortar's down, if you have a break in the system, how does that help you?
It's going to be hard to repair it.
Yeah, how does that help you? You'd end up tearing up the floor anyway.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there. So it's really is over overdoing it then.
Sounds like it's a bit overkill. If you put it down, before you put the mortar down, you test the continuity so you know there's no breaks in that and everything's working fine, then I think you just go with it from there.
Okay. Excellent. I'm glad I learned what I needed to know, and I'm ready to go do it now.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Enjoy those warm feet. Well, every home's got at least one of them. I'm talking about a bathroom with a toilet, folks. Well, if you want to save some money and if you want to save some water, you might want to think about getting a new toilet, especially if yours is more than 10 years old. If it is, it's probably using way more water than you actually need to. Up next, we're going to tell you how to save almost $100 a year by just replacing your toilet. So stick around.
On the Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone. Fix up your home, sweet home, by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-Tru, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Choose the brand more building professionals prefer and add up to $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. For more information, visit thermatru.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, you want to save some money? Certainly you do. And that's the goal of a website where you can find my blog, walletpop.com. Check out some ideas for saving money on everything from plumbing products to buying houses. Just go to walletpop.com and search on my name, if you can spell it. And if not, just poke around, because there's a lot of great money-saving info there on walletpop.com.
Just remember sauerkraut. Kraut. I'm like, wait, does that even remotely be spelled?
Oh, wait a minute.
Like,
I'm having a flashback to high school now, all right? All the names I was called.
Right. Well, let's quickly change the topic before Tom gives me a hard time with spaghetti. All right, folks, if you're thinking about saving money, and I know everybody truly wants to save money, there could be an item in your house that will allow you to not only save money, but help save the environment by cutting down your water use in your entire home. Now, when you're looking at your house, there's one major plumbing component that can truly help you save money. We're talking about your toilet. Now, they don't wear out, and they're constructed with super tough materials, and all of the moving parts in the toilet itself, they're pretty easy to fix. But it might be a good idea to replace your toilet if the one you've got in your bath at home right now was installed before 1994, because there have been super huge advancements in high efficiency toilets in very recent years. And these high efficiency toilets, they work better than the first generation of low flow toilets that a lot of you, as soon as you hear high efficiency, you think, low flow, don't want it. But according to the EPA, a family of four that replaces an older toilet with a modern high efficiency model stands to save an average of $90 a year, and that's $2,000 over the lifetime of the toilet.
You know, even better, many local utilities have incentive programs right now that are like rebates or vouchers that will help you make this money-saving investment even more valuable. There's a great website run by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency's WaterSense program. It's the WaterSense website at epa.gov/watersense, because saving water does actually make sense. And so does calling the Money Pit at 888-666-3974, where we help you make your good home better. Let's get back to the phones. Leslie, who's next?
Joyce in Hawaii has a question about windows. What's going on?
Well, we have two picture windows here that are thermopane, and we've had moisture seep in between them. And we've been told we have to replace the entire window. So
well,
I
that's
get
true.
A
There's no,
opinion.
There is no way, Joyce, to repair a failed thermal paint seal. However, having said that, understand that the only thing that's really bad about this is cosmetic, because it'll look foggy depending on the difference in temperature between the outside and the inside. So if you don't mind that, you don't have to run out and replace this right away.
Oh, I do. It looks like my window is dirty.
It looks bad. Oh, and you're just not going to put up with that living in paradise now,
no,
are you, Joyce?
No, I'm not. I know.
It's messing up the view.
Right.
Well, and you're getting the right scoop, Joyce. When a thermal pane window fails, there's a seal around it. It's called swiggle.
Okay.
It's usually a black seal in between two panes of glass, and that's installed at the time of manufacture. It's done under suction. There's usually different types of gases inside thermal pane windows, either argon or krypton gas, that add an insulation quality to it. And when that seal goes, there's no way to repair it. That panel does have to be replaced.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Minnesota is dealing with a foundation problem with a very old home. Tell us about it.
Well, I go down in the basement, and I can see it probably on a monthly basis. It's starting to fall apart, just deteriorate.
Okay.
I have to take my fingers and scratch at it, and it falls apart. Now, the house is 96 years old.
Okay, are we talking about a brick foundation here, Mike? And are you talking about the mortar?
It's actually concrete and rock.
Okay. And are we talking about the mortar between it that's sort of deteriorating?
Well, the whole thing is just deteriorating.
Okay.
Not just the mortar itself. It's a concrete foundation, but it's chunks of rock. You know, I'm talking baseball-sized rock.
Is it like a deep chunk, or is it just like a surface, sort of like a fascia peeling off?
Well, it's the surface that's starting out to come off. And I mean, I can just dig at it, and it'll fall off. And I've tried to kind of dig at it, and I'm trying to find a way to patch it. Is there a problem?
Mike, stop picking your foundation apart, okay?
First step, stop picking at it.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to the dirt, darn it.
Well, if you keep doing that, you will.
Yeah. But I'm also having a problem with moisture coming through.
All right, well, listen, Mike, the reason you're having this problem is because of the moisture. May be deteriorating the foundation. You might be actually witnessing mineral salt deposits.
There's two reasons, the moisture and your fingers.
Yeah, that's right. But you may be seeing mineral salt deposits that are left over when the water evaporates. And so let's address the moisture issue